Mesechtas Makkos, Daf Dalet, four lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel on the base, and the Gemara continues with another member from Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the second member that Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of his Rabbi Rav. And let's recall that Rashi in Dibur Maskel Chayiv stated, that the reason why our Gemara brings this member of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav is Mishum to Amr Rabbi Yehuda Le'el HaMalvis Chaver L'Eseshonim, Va'isvi Rav Kahana, Nokin Nami L'Kulu Hanachmino L'Shmeitzin, Daminu Rabbi Yehuda, Va'isvi Rav Kahana. And before we begin, let us start with the small akdama, as we know that the shear for a mikvah to be considered kosher, it has to contain at least 40 saw of megashamim, and certainly once a mikvah is considered a mikvah that is kosher and already has 40 saw of megashamim, so even if you would add in mayim she'uvim, which is drawn water from a well, or that was already in a kli, then even if you would add in a lot of mayim she'uvim, then the mikvah would still be tar as kama batal, and the only time that a mikvah could become pasul is if you pour in one stream and at one time more than rave of the mayim that's currently in the mikvah, and then it would not be considered batal and the mikvah would be pasul. However, if the mikvah is not yet kosher and never had a shear of 40 saw of megashamim, then although there's a din that we go basa rave, but the rabbanu were misakin that if three lugin of mayim fall into that mikvah which is not yet kosher, then the mikvah would be pasul and it would be mevatal the megashamim that's already in the mikvah, and you'd have to start the shear once again. And keep in mind that this takana rabbanon was only made b'negei water, and the only time that this takana would apply is only if three lug of mayim fall into a mikvah. However, if three lug of yayin fall into a not yet kasha mikvah, then that would not passel this mikvah, and as long as it would reach a shear of 40 saw of megashamim, then the mikvah would be kasher. And based on this hakdama, let us see our gemara. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda stayed in another din in the name of his Rabbi Rav, shleishis lugim mayim shenafel that if there was a mikvah that was not yet kosher and there was three lug of mayim she'uvim which had a very small amount of yayin which is called a kartov that was mixed into the three lug of mayim and the appearance of this water changed to the appearance of wine and it became red and then it fell into a mikvah, so Rabbi Yehuda teaches us in the name of Rav that the mikvah would not be considered pasul as it's not considered that mayim she'uvim fell into this mikvah and it's considered as if yayin fell into the mikvah, and as we explain, psul mikvah v'mayim she'uvim midrabbanu, and yayin ain't a place to mikvah. And we know that a kartov is a very small shear, and it's 1/64th of a lug. And since it fell into three lugin of mayim she'uvim, so the amount of wine that fell into this water was one part of 192 of the three lugin. And keep in mind that we see from this din of Rav that although rave of this substance was water, we still go basa mara and we go basa chazusa, and since it looks like wine, therefore we consider wine at least legabi des din benegia mayim shuvim that falls into a mikvah that's not yet kosher. And the Gemara now continues that just like we saw previously, the Rav Kahana asked a question on the member of Rabbi Yehuda. Here also, Maskel Rav Kahana asked a question on this member of Rabbi Yehuda, the neighbor of Rav, and he asked v'chima ben zel the meitzava that why should be the difference between water that looks like wine and dyed water that has the appearance of dye and not of water. The Tan, and as we learned to the Mishnah Mesech. That if there was a person that's a dyer, in order to remove the dye off his hands, he placed his hands into a jar of water, and the jar of water was three lugin of mayim shuvim, and the water received the color of the dye, and now is colored water. And even so, if this mayim would now fall into a mikvah that's not yet kosher, and even though this water has the appearance of dye, the mikvah would still be pasul. And since there is no manda oma that's chiluk rabisi, it would seem that all agree to this din, and therefore this would be against the din of Rav, as Lemaisa we see that we consider this to be Mayim Shuvim, and we follow the Rav, as Rav of this water is actual water, and not dye, and we don't go Basa Chazusa, and we don't go Basa Mara. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, that once again, Rav is the one that responds to this question of Kana, and Rav responds, Hasa Mayi Detziva Mikri, Hacha Chamra Mezigla Mikri, that is the difference between the din of Rav, and the din of the Mishnah, Mesech. And since dyed water is still called water, therefore Rabbi Yesi teaches us that the psul of Gimel Lugin of Mayim Shuvin applies even in a case of dyed water. However, since Rav is referring to a case where this water now looks like wine, and when people actually speak about this water, they will say that it's diluted wine, and since it doesn't have a Shema Mayim, so the psul of Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvin doesn't apply, and therefore Rav teaches us that this mikvah is not considered pasul. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question. question on a member of Behuda in the name of Rav, Vatani Rav Chia. Rav Chia taught us in a brisa how we do a mikvah. Then the same case that Rav Behuda brought in the name of Rav, where Shleishes Lugim Mayim Shnafal Teichin Kartu Shel Yain Umarein Kamar Yain Vinafalu Mikvah, that we do a mikvah, that the mikvah would still be considered pasul, even though it's Marein Kamar Yain and the Chazusa is wine and not water. And we see that we go Basa Rav and Lemaisa this three Lugim Mayim, and therefore would pasul the mikvah. Ayin Rashi, who explains how we do a mikvah, Mercheri Lipsol, and Lemaisa Rashi doesn't mean that this mikvah was ever kosher, as certainly this mikvah had less than 40 saw, and Rashi means that at this point, this mikvah is no longer on its way to become kosher, and at this point, the mikvah would be considered pasul and would not have the ability to become kosher. And the Gemara continues and answers, Amravo le kasha harabichem anuri harabanan, that in the chenami is a machlekes tanoim, and as we will see, that Ravu holds that we go basumara and basachazusa is going like the shita rabichem anuri and is going like a das yachid, and this brisa that Rabbi Chiya brought that stated her readers a mikvah is going according to the shita rabbanon, that they just look at the shear of mayim, and since there's three lugin of mayim shuvim, therefore passes the mikvah, even though the mara is kemariyayin. And the Gemara now continues and brings the Mishnah Mesechtes Mikvahs, where we see the machlekes between Rabbi Chiya ben Uri and Rabbanon. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Mikvahs, and we continue on daf dalem and aleph. Shleishes lugin mayim chasa kortav shenafel otechon kortav yayin umarein kemariyayin v'nafel mikvah loy paslu. That Rabbanon teach us that if there is a bit less than three lugin of mayim shuvim and a small amount of wine fell into the mayim, the appearance of the water looks like wine, and then it fell into the mikvah, then it would not pass the mikvah. And the Tanakhama also teaches us in the derech of Leizu Afsu, v'chein gimel lugin mayim chasa kotav shenafel otechon kortav cholav umarein kemar mayim v'nafel mikvah loy paslu. And similarly, if there's a bit less than three lugin of mayim and then a kortav of milk falls into the mayim and the water still looks like water, so now it looks like there's three lugin of mayim shuvim and it falls into a mikvah, that even so would not pass the mikvah, as l'maisa it is not a full three lugin of mayim that fell into the mikvah. And clearly for the Rabbanan it's mashma that if there would have been a full three lugin of mayim shuvim, then even if a small amount of wine would have fallen into the three lugin of mayim and then the mayim would look like wine, it would still pass the mikvah. And clearly the Braisa Rav Chiya is going like the Shita Rabbanan, that as long as there's three lugin of mayim shuvim that fall into a mikvah, and even if its appearance looks like wine, it would still pass the mikvah. And as the Braisa stated, harido is a mikvah, and ayin Rashi do a maschal loy paslu v'gabi yayin nami hafid motzal misne kai gavna bereisha v'nesnina b'chad baba. And really the Tanakhama could have stated this in one case. The Mishnah could have stated shleishes lugin mayim chasa kotav shenafal otechon kotav yayin oichalav bein shemarei and kamar mayim bein shemarei and kamar yayin loy paslu. As l'maisa you have less than three lugin of mayim shuvim, and therefore there is no psul in the mikvah. And Rashi explains, elu ki ochad milsuk tanilu shayayin shu edem hayfich es mayim marein aval acholav ein dakli lapich es marein. And therefore the Mishnah brought this in two separate cases. And let's keep in mind that we read this Mishnah in Masechtas Mikvahs based on the Girsa of our Gemara, which has the Girsa both in the Reisha and the Seifa. We're referring to cases where there was shleishes lugin mayim chasa kortav. Rabbanan is specifically referring to a case where originally there was less than three lugin of mayim shuvim, and as we will see in a moment, it's possible that in the Reisha we should be gurus that the Rabbanan even stated that then that the mikvah would not be pasul, even if originally you started off with shleishes lugin mayim and there was originally three lugin of mayim shuvim. However, Rava is gurus chasa kortav even in the Reisha. The Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs that Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri omer hakol heilach achamara, that we always go based on appearance, and Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri is chilek ad Rabbanan, and he holds that even if you would originally have three lugin of mayim shuvim and then a kortav of yayin falls in it and now the appearance of this water is of wine, then it would still not pass a mikvah, as l'maisa it looks like wine and the psul of shleishes lugin mayim shenafel mikvah would not apply. And l'maisa the shita Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri works out perfectly like the shita of Rav that taught us that shleishes lugin mayim shenafel otechon kortav shel yayin umarein kamar yayin v'nafel mikvah that loy paslu. And the Gemara continues and is bothered that certainly since we have a machlekes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri, we would pass like Rabbanan, and if so, why is it that Rav has stated that Rav is specifically going like Rabbi Yechiel ben Uri and like Rabbanan? But Rabbanan actually had a shayla as to how to understand the Mishnah Masechtas Mikvahs, and according to the second side of Rabbanan, it would come out that Rav could even be going like the Shita of the Chachamim, we could even pass him like Rav, and the Gemara explains the Bari Rav Papa, as Rav Papa had the following Shaila, Rav Tani Chosa Korta Bresha of a Shlesh Lugan and Tanakama Pasli, Vasra Rabbechim and Mema, Kol Ilacha Chamara, Rav the Oma, Rabbechim and Nuri, that was Rav Gurus in the Reish of the Mishnah, Mesechs and McVoys, that we're referring to a case of Shlesh Lugan Mayim, Chosa Kortov, Shenafel Techon Kortov Yayin, Marin Kamari Yayin, Venafel Mikvah, and the Din of the Tanakama is Le Paslu, and the Mashmois would be that Rabbonon do not follow Mara, and Rabbonon follow a shear of three Lugan and Mayim Shuvim, and therefore the Rabbonon would hold that if there originally would have been three Lugan and Mayim Shuvim, that even if Yayin would fall into the Mayim Shuvim, and even though the three Lugan would have the appearance of wine, it would still pass the Mikvah, and certainly Rav would not be able to go like the Shita the Rabbonon, and therefore it must be that Rav is going like the Shita Rabbi Chamanuri, that Kol El Chachamara, and even if there originally was three Lugan and Mayim Shuvim, but since wine fell into the Mayim and it now has the appearance of wine, so it would not pass the mikvah, which is exactly like the Shita of Rav, and exactly the way that Rav explained the chiluk between the Shita of Rav and the Braisa of Rav Chia, that Rav Chia's Braisa is going like the Shita of the Chachamim, and Rav is specifically going like Rabbi Chamanuri, and Rav cannot fit in like the Shita of Rabbanon. However, the Gemara continues that Rav Papa also had a second sad, Oidilma Rav Loitoni Chasa Kotob Resha. Rav actually wasn't gurus the words Chasa Kotov in the Resha of the Mishnah, and Lefi this sad, it would come out that according to the Chachamim, the only way for Shleishis Lugan Mayim Shuvim to pass the Mikvah is if it meets two requirements. Number one, it has to actually have three Lugan of Mayim Shuvim, and if it would be a mixture of three Lugan of Mayim Shuvim together with a bit of milk, then even though it looks like Mayim, it would still not pass the Mikvah. And number two, even if you have three Lugan of Mayim Shuvim, but if it doesn't look like water and it now has the appearance of wine, then it would also not pass the Mikvah. And as Rabbanan taught us in the Resha of the Mishnah in Mesechus Mikvahs, that if you have Shleishis Lugan Mayim, Shenafel Otechon Kortov Yayin, Umarein Kamari Yayin, Venafel Mikvah, that Loi Paslu and Lefi Zer, Rav could even be going like the Shis de Rabbanan, as they also require that Mara has to be like water, and if it's Marein Kamari Yayin, then it's Loi Paslu, and Rabbi Yechanan is actually Machmer, and he actually holds that as long as you have a substance that is the shear of three Lugan, and it looks like water, and it falls into a mikvah, that would pass the mikvah. Therefore, Rabbi Chamanuri is arguing on the seifa of the Mishnah, and although the Chacham hold that since you don't have a shear of three Lugan or Mayim, and even though there was milk that was added to it, and it now has a volume of three Lugan, and it looks like water, that would not suffice, and the mikvah would not be possible. However, Rabbi Chamanuri holds that even though you didn't start off with three Lugan of Mayim Shuvim, but since you added a bit of milk, there is now a volume of three Lugan of a liquid that looks like water, then it would also pass the mikvah, and Lemaisa would come out, Rav could also be going like the Shita Rabbi Chamanuri, as certainly Rabbi Chamanuri agrees that even if there are three Lugan of Mayim Shuvim, but wine falls in and its appearance is now of wine, then it would not pass the mikvah, and therefore the Shita of Rav would work out both Lefi Rabbanon and Lefi Rabbi Chamanuri. And why is it that Rav has said that the Shita of Rav only works out according to Rabbi Chamanuri and not like Rabbanon? The Gemara continues, the Rav Papa Mibayle, that although Rav Papa had a Shaila as to how Rav was Gerus in the Mishnah of Mesechtas Mikvahs, however, the Rav Pshitale, that was Pasha to Rav, that should be Gerus the words Chasa Kortov in the Resha of the Mishnah as well, and therefore, according to Rav, it was Pasha that the Shita of Rav will only work out according to the Shita of Rabbi Chamanuri and not like Rabbanon. And the Rishonim are bothered, why is it that it would be Pasha to Rav to say this way, if according to this it would come out that Rav is dafka going like Rabbi Chamanuri as not going la'alacha? And they explained that Rav would rather explain the Mishnah Mesechtas Mikvahs in this way, as in this way Rav will be going like Rabbi Chamanuri and the Brais that Rav Chia brought will be going like Rabbanon. However, according to the Girsa that Rav Papa brought, that would not gurus the words Chasa Kortov, that would come out that the Brais that Rav Chia is not going either according to Rabbanon or Rabbi Chamanuri, and it would be a totally new Shita, and it would be a third Shita, and Rav would rather that the Brais Rav Chia would work out the Fid Rabbanon. And let's keep in mind that our Geser in the Mishnah Mesechus Mikvois is like the second Sad of Rav Papa, and the Resha of the Mishnah, it would not go as the words Chasa Kortov Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues that after Rabbi Yosef, who was a Talm Rabbi Yehuda, heard this member of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, so Rabbi Yosef was Metama, and he stated, Leshbili Hashmaitza, that how could it be that I didn't hear this member from my Rabbi Yehuda? And Lemaisa, when we learned this Mishnah Mesechus Mikvois, why would he have not taught me this halacha that Shleishis Lugan Mayim Shenafel Utechon Kortov Shel Yayin Umarein Kamari Yayin v'nafalu mikvah that loy paslu. And let's keep in mind that we know that at the end of Rabbi Yosef's life, he became sick and he forgot some of his learning, and therefore Amalei Abaya, so Abaya responded to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, at Amrit lo nelon v'hachi Amrit nelon, that in the Chinami, when we learned this Mishnah, you actually taught us this memory of Yehuda in the name of Rav, and you actually learned this from Rabbi Yehuda, and you taught us the memory of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. You also taught us the Rav Leitani Chasa Kota Bereisha. Rav was gurus like the second son of Rav Papa, and he was not gurus the words Chasa Kota in the ratio of the Mishnah Mesechta Mekvayis. Rabbi Yechna Sefer Polig and Rabbi Yechma Nuri argued under Rabbanon. He was only arguing on a din of Rabbanon that they stayed in the safe of the Mishnah Mesechta Mekvayis, where Rabbanon stated V'chein Gimel Lugim Mayim Chasa Kota Shinafal Techen Kota Chalav Umarein Kamar Mayim V'nafal Mikvah Loi Paslu. On that, Rabbi Yechma Nuri stated Hakol Chachamara, and since it looks like water, therefore, even though it didn't originally start off with three lugin of mayim shuvim, it would still pass a mikvah, and therefore, v'rav da amma k'divrei hakol, it would come out that Rav could be going both lefi Rabbi Yechma Nuri as well as according to the Chachamim. Certainly, even the Chachamim agree that even if there are three lugin of mayim shuvim, but if wine falls in it, and now it looks like wine, that would not pass a mikvah, which is exactly like Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the name of Rav, and lefi the end of the Gemara, it comes out that Rav Papa had a suffix as to how to learn the Mishnah Mesechta Mekvayis. Both Rava and Rabbi Yosef did not have a suffix, and Rava held that the proper gersa in the ratio of the Mishnah Mesechta Mekvayis is Shloishes Lugim Mayim Chasa Kotov, and therefore Rav would only be going like the Shita Rabbi Yechma Nuri, and Rabbi Yosef held that it's a Dava Pashut that Rav was not gerus Chasa Kotov, and therefore Rav Shita could be going even according to Rabbanon and not only like Rabbi Yechma Nuri. And the Gemara continues with another member from Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, and although Rav Kahana will not ask a Shaila on this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, however, this member is similar to the previous member as it discusses a din that's relevant to a mikvah. Before we begin, let us point out that there's a takana regarding a mikvah that since many mikvahs in those days were dirty, so the Rabbanim were concerned that after someone goes to a mikvah, they may go and take a shower, or they would go into a fresh pool of water, which was not a kosher mikvah. People may think that the actual taira comes from the pool of water or from a shower, and therefore they were geyser that if someone goes to the mikvah and during that day they would have three lugin of mayim shuvim fall on reisha v'rubai, then they would be tamei. And based on this din, let us see our Gemara. V'om Rabbi Yehuda Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Rav, chavis malei mayim shenafal yamagadol hatevel shamalei osalei tefila chashin l'shleisha lugin shalei b'makam echad, that if there was a barrel that was filled with water and the contents of this barrel of water, which was more than three lugin of mayim shuvim, fall into the yamagadol, which is the Mediterranean Sea. So although if someone is tevel in the Mediterranean Sea, there would be a proper tefillah, and they would be tara. But the ma'aseh, if someone is tevel in that exact spot where this water fell into the Yamagadol, then it would not be a proper tefillah, and it would have to be chayish, that although originally he was tevel, but now that he was coming out, he actually came out of the water in the area where it was shleishis lugin of mayim shuvim, and since he just went to the mikvah, and now Rosh Rubai went into an area of shleishis lugin of mayim shuvim, so he'd be tamei. And Ayin Rashi do maskla tevel sham ba'isim makom loy also loy tefila shem makol mayim shohay bechavis imdim yachad v'shem bazer reish rubei b'mayim shuvim. Therefore, he would be tamei. Rav continues v'dafkali amagadol dekoy v'kayma avon nahar ba'amaloi. And this din only applies if this water fell into the amagadol, as l'maisa the water was stagnant, and therefore potentially he went into an area that has shleish lugin mayim shuvim. However, if this water fell into a regular river which is flowing, so then the water likely dissipated, and therefore we don't have to be chayish for this. And even if he would go into that area and he would be tevel and then come out, we would not consider him tamei. And once we get to the end of the Gemara, we will discuss Taisa's shita. But certainly from Rashi, it seems clear that even though the mayim shuvim fell into the amagadol, certainly the original tefillah is a valid tefillah, as certainly it is a din of hashaka. And since the amagadol is a kosher mikvah, so by three lugin of mayim shuvim falling into a mikvah, that would not pass a mikvah, and it would not invalidate the amagadol in order to be tevel. The only reason why this person would be tamei is because we have to be chayish that potentially on his way out of the amagadol, he actually went into the area where there was shleishis lugin mayim shuvim, and he's tamei based on the takanas chachamim that we previously mentioned. However, keep in mind that in order to have a din of hashaka, we have to be talking about mayim shuvim that now fell into a kosher mikvah. However, as we will see, that if wine fell into a kosher mikvah or it fell into the Yamagadol and someone was tevel in that wine, then even the original tefillah will not be considered valid, as the Maisi wasn't tevel in a mikvah. mikvah, and he was only toivel in wine. And as the Gemara continues, that similarly we learned in the Braisa, chavis malei yayin shenafel liyam gadol, that if you had a barrel that was filled with wine, and then the wine fell into the Mediterranean, hatoivel sham leos leitvila, then if Reuven is toivel in the area where the wine fell, then the tefillah would not be valid, as ultimately he was toivel in wine and not in water. And the Mefarshim explained that according to Rashi, we should not be gerus the next words of chayshin l'shleisha lugan shuvim shleiyu b'makam echad. And the Braisa now continues, v'chein kikah shel truma shenafel sham tamei, that since Reuven, who is tamei, was toivel in this yayin, so the yayin actually became tamei, and therefore if a piece of bread of truma fell into that area and fell into this wine, then the truma itself would also become tamei. And the Gemara asks, my v'chein, that was the chiddush of the second part of the Braisa, as certainly if Reuven, who was tamei, was toivel in yayin, then yayin became tamei, and if so, certainly the truma will now become tamei. And the Gemara responds that ma'arutema, that one may have thought, really we are masupik, if when Reuven went into the Yama Gadol, he actually went into the yayin or not, and therefore hasam oike gavra chazake, that in the case where Reuven actually went into the Yama Gadol, so in that case, since Reuven was already tamei, so we would now say that misafik, we can't say he's tar, and we would actually place him on his original chazaka, and originally it was tamei, and therefore we would have to be masupik that potentially he's still tamei, as potentially he was toivel in yayin and not in mayim. However, hacha oike truma chazaka, maybe in regard to the truma, so since originally this kika of truma was tar, so maybe misafik we would not say it's tamei, to mashmalon that we even consider the truma to be tamei. Keep in mind that in the ratio of this braisa, Rashi specifically tells us that we should not be gurus and instead we should be gurus as we have in our Gemara, that chayshin l'shleishes lugin she'uvin sh'layu b'makam echad, and l'fizeh comes out that certainly when the Gemara states kamash mon, it can't be teaching us that we actually know b'vadai that Reuven certainly was toivel in three lugin of yayin, as l'maisa it's only a chashash that all three lugin are still here and it wasn't dispersed, and therefore the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara states kamash mon that b'negiyah truma u'machmer, and therefore we consider the truma to be tamei even though it's only misafik, and we don't follow the cheskes taira, and l'fizeh would come out that this halacha would only apply b'negei truma and would specifically not apply b'negei chulin ayin sham. And before we continue, let's see the top tases diba maskel om Rabbi Yehudim Rav chavis malei mayim kach girsa sakudris, that Rashi is girs chavis malei mayim v'ka'am malei osleit filu mishum mayim shuvin, and tases is v'lei nira damid shavulu ashaka k'mechubarim l'tayrim m'turma who adin l'inyin tefilin ami, that since we know that b'negei ashaka this mikvah is considered kosher, therefore the same din would apply b'negei is someone that was previously tevil, then went into an area where there was shleishes lugin mayim shuvim, and since there's a din of ashaka, and therefore we would not look at it as shleishes lugin mayim shuvim, and Taisus holds that we can't split hairs, and because of this and another question, Taisus states the kachnira de gassinu b'milsit Rabbi Huda chavis malei yayin, that we're talking about a barrel that was filled with wine, and certainly the din of ashaka doesn't apply v'lekach le'os le'tfila the mei yom kavu v'kaimi v'shem adayin hutzaba v'oimbe b'mekaimai v'eino nika v'toibol b'yayin abo nahar ba'amol lo'i devadi mesar b'mayim v'oz lo'i harv b'en v'os le'tfila. And Taisa continues and explains umari b'yayin lovin, and we're talking about a barrel that was filled with white wine she'eino mishana maris ha'mayim de'i b'yayin edom nechsim shina maris ha'mayim imlo'i, and then we'll be able to see if he actually was toivel in mayim or if he was toivel in yayin. And Taisa continues in diba maskel talin amihochi chavis malei yayin v'gam rashi le'goris hoch mayim, and even Rashi is goyus, then the braisa we are goyus that it was a chavis shal yayin and not a chavis shal mayim. And as we explained in loikein my ka'ama v'chein kikashal truma shenafel l'sham tamei v'afilu b'inayu v'lein nisa'avri u'mekal mokim ein mekabla tuma detaru ba'ashaka v'arei mechubar al-mikvah, that certainly this water that is in the Yama Gadol would not become tamei even if the person was tamei, as certainly there's a din of ashaka, and therefore the mayim would always be considered tar ayin sham. We continue with the new mishnah, and the mishnah will bring down two separate cases with his machlekes between Ramei and the chachamim. The mishnah begins with the first case meidin anu bish pleni shechayv lechaver masayim zuz v'nimsu zaymin loikin mishalmin shalei Hashem mivilon de makas mivilon de tashlumin divra meya v'chamayim kol mishalim in a loika. If Edom testified in bezdin that Reuven is chayiv to pay Shimon $200, and then we find that the Edom are Zayman, the Ramea holds that the Edom would be chayiv Malkas, as they also would have to pay $200 to Reuven. And Ramea explains that since we have two separate psukim and the chiyuv for Edom Zemim to receive Malkus is from the pasuk Leisan of Re'echa Itshaka, which is in the Aseret HaDibros, and the chiyuv for Edom Zemim to pay $200 to Reuven is based on the pasuk of Kasha Zomam, and therefore the chayiv Malkus and Mamin. However, as the Gemara will explain, based on the pasuk in Pashkei Seitzei of Kedei Rish Shosai, which is a Lashon Yochid, so it's Mashma Mishum Risha Achas Atom Mechayvai V'Atom Mechayvai Mishum Shtei Rishois. Therefore, we cannot be Mechayv the Edom Zemim, both Malkus as well as Tashlumin. Nayin Rashi at the Banan Amid, who brings down for the Gemara Mesechtes Ksubis, that although we can't be Mechayv the Edom Zemim, both Malkus and Tashlumin, V'Neima Kol Leika Einim Mishalim V'Yelaku Kol Zemim V'Lo Yishalmu, maybe the Edom Zemim should be Chayv Malkus and not Tashlumin, U'Mashinim B'Feirish V'Satiria Edom Zemim Tashlumin V'Yav Lohasam Ayin Shom. And let's keep in mind that the Mefarshim are bothered, and Lekir, how could it be that a Meir would hold that Edom Zemim would receive Malkus if L'maisa they were even alav she'im by Maisa, as it's only B'diba Ba'alma? And they explain that since the Torah states V'zdikus etzadik v'shius harasha v'hoyim b'nakais harasha, so the Torah is megala that although generally there is a din of ein leikin alav she'im by Maisa, however b'negei Edom Zemim there would be a chiyuv Malkus even though it's only B'diba Ba'alma and not a full-fledged Maisa. And the Mishnah now continues with another machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, and the Mishnah brings a second case me'idin on a b'shplein yishu chayim malchus abayim v'nimsu zayman leikin shmoinim mishum leisan av re'echa itchaka u'mishum v'asisan leikashizam div Ramea v'chamayim ein leikin el abayim, that if Edom came to Bezin and they testified that Reuven did an issa where he would be chayim malchus, and it turns out that the Edom were Edom zaymim, then the Ramea holds that the Edom zaymim would be chayim two sets of malchus, one because they were evil and they said Edom sheker and they were evil on the issa leisan av re'echa itchaka. Number two, since they plotted in order to have Reuven be chayim malchus, now that they were found to be Edom Zemim, so based on Kasha Zomam, they're chayiv another set of Malkus as well. However, the Chacham hold that there'll only be chayiv Malkus Abayim based on Kasha Zomam and not based on Lysan of Echo Echoka. And as Rashi brings, Mishum Kasha Zomam, Al Mishum Lysan of Lucky, Kinum Farish B'Gemara. We continue on Daf Dalad on Abayz, and the Gemara begins and discusses the first machlekes between Ramei and Rabbanon, with a Mishnah border case of Me'idin Anu Bishplaini Shechayiv Chavir Messiah Zuz, Vinimsu Zomim, Lakin Mishalman. And our Gemara explains Bishlein Rabbanon that we understand the Shita Rabbanon as Kedei Shasiksiv Mishum Misha Achasat Mechayve V'Yatam Mechayve Mishum Shtei Rishoyis, that since the pasuk in Pashas Kisesei uses the Lashon Yochid of Kedei Shasai, so we learn out that you only could be Chayim Mishum Misha Achas and not Mishum Shtei Rishoyis. And as Rashi brought in Amud Aleph, the Gemara in Ksubis explains that therefore you're only going to be Chayim Tashlumin and not Malkus. And as Taisus points out at the top of the Amid, Bahai Rasha writes Leiman Mammon, Kenemucha B'Ksubis, however the Gemara is, El Rameya Mai Taima, but according to Rameya, why is it that you be like a Mishalmin and Amu Ula? So Ula explains, Gomam Maitzi Shemra, that we learned this from the Din of Maitzi Shemra, and Mam Maitzi Shemra, Leiku Mishalim, Afkol Leiku Mishalim, and just like the Torah teaches us in Pashat Kisete, that if Reuven marries Rachel, who is in Naira, and she was supposed to be a Besula, and then he comes to Bezin and he claims that she was not a Besula, and we then find out that her husband was lying. So in Pasuk Yudches, the Pasuk states, V'lachu ziknei ira hi esa ish v'yisru oisai, which refers to Malkus. And then in Pasuk Yudches, the Pasuk continues, V'anshu oisai mea kesef v'nasun la'viya naira, that Reuven also has to pay a knas to the father of Rachel, as l'maisa he was mighty shemra, and we see that she's chay Malkus as well as Mammon. And therefore, Rameya learns that in all cases, there could be loikinum mishalmin, and that's why Rameya holds b'negei edim zaymim, that the Edom could be like a Mishalmin. And the Gemara continued and asked that how could Rameya learn this din from Maitzi Shemra, and Malik Maitzi Shemra Shekin Knas? And as Rashi states, V'chol Knas Chidushu, U'michidusha Le'alfinon L'mayna, and as we know, we have a cloud that M'mayna M'knas Le'alfinon. However, the Gemara answers, Savla Rabbi Kiva, Da'ama Edom Zemim Knasu, that Rameya holds like his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva, that previously taught us that Edom Zemim is considered a Knas as well, and therefore we could learn the din of Edom Zemim from the din of Maitzi Shemra, and therefore the din of Lekin Mishalmin will also apply B'negei Edom Zemim. And I in the top thesis that the Gemara Maseches Ksubis actually comes out that Lefi Rameya we would actually learn for the words Kedei Rish Shasai that we would not be Mechayev someone Malkus as well as Misa B'dei Adam. And the Gemara continues, Ikud Masni Lahadu Ula Aha, that some learned this concept of Ula, that we learned something from Meitzi Shemra that was relevant to the following Brisa, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, that the Pasuk and Pashas Boy B'negei Adekorim Pesach states, B'lezi Siyum Menu Ad Beker, B'neisim Menu Ad Beker, Ish Tisreifu, and Rabbi Yehuda learns, Ba'akasa Litnasei Achalesa Sei Lema She'in Lekin Love, dear Rabbi Yehuda, that the Torah teaches us this as Lava Nitiklasei, and as Rashi teaches us, Shahasea Omer Achrav Takanose Vikapurase Alavir Salav, that the Torah tells us that if someone does a lav of Lysisim Mena Baker, and he leaves over Nisa, then it's Takana, and you should just burn it in fire, but there is no Chiv of Malkus, and as we know, that one does not receive Malkus on a Lava Nitiklasei, and Ayin Rashi Mesech the Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Kemal Beis, the Mashma Shezer Oin Shishalav, Shemai Sir Yusufenu Vi Potter, and Ayin Rashi Mesech the Psachim al Ta Pei Dalid, Bar Kosov Kol Lav Shinitlasei, Ein Lekalov, the Mashma Zui Takanosoi, Im Taval Lav, Asei Zois Vi Nazel, the Oid Le Domi Lav de Chasima, Sham Malkus Nismachloi Ayin Sham, and the Brisa continues, Rabbi Kiva Imer, or Summer Gurus, Rabbi Yakov Imer, Loimina Shamuze, El Mashum, the Havali Lav Shem Bemaisa, the Kol Lav Shem Bemaisa, Ein Lekalov, that the reason why someone does not receive Malkus if they leave over Nisa is not necessarily because it's a lav anit glase, but it's because it's a lav shein b'maisa, and we have a cloud that one does not receive Malkus on a lav shein b'maisa. And we explain the words of Rabbi Kiva or the words of Rabbi Yaakov based on the gesa that we have in Rashi, that Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Yaakov is not coming to be chilek on the whole concept of lav anit glase, and he's just explaining that there's no need to come on to the din of lav anit glase, and then the reason why you don't receive Malkus is based on a more pasha reason, that's a lav shein b'maisa. However, others have a different gesa in our Rashi, and also Ayin Rashi at the end of Daf Yudal on Beis as well. And the Gemara continues, Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Sava, lav shein b'maisa loikin love, that by the fact Rabbi Yehuda stated that the reason why you don't receive Malkus by Nisa is based on lav nitlasei, so it's Muchach that Rabbi Yehuda holds that lav shein b'maisa would be loikin love. And the Gemara asks me, Nolei, and what is the makar for this din of Rabbi Yehuda? And on this, Amu'ula, Ula explained, Gomer Meitzi Shemra, that we learned this from the din of Meitzi Shemra, and Ma Meitzi Shemra, lav shein b'maisa loikin love, and just like Meitzi Shemra, which is only B'diva Alma, the Torah teaches us that although it's a lav shein b'maisa, you still receive Malkus, I've called lav shein b'maisa loikin love, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda learns that there's a chiv of Malkus even on a lav shein b'maisa. However, the Gemara is that you can't learn from the din of Meitzi Shemra, as Malam Meitzi Shemra, Shekin Leikin Mishalim, that maybe the reason why the Torah states that even though Meitzi Shemra is a lav shein b'maisa, you still be loikin love, is because you receive two Einshin, and therefore it's so chomer that you receive Malkus and Tashlumin. However, possibly in the standard case where there's only a lav, then maybe the din would be lav shein b'maisa ain't loikin love. And the Gemara continues that based on this question, Elam Rish Lakish, therefore Rish Lakish explains that the makar that Rabbi Yehuda has that lav shein b'maisa is loikin love is going with Edom Zemim. He learns this from the din of Edom Zemim, and my Edom Zemim lav shein b'maisa loikin love, I've called lav shein b'maisa loikin love. And just like we had in our Mishnah that Bezim and Aleph, that if Edom Zemim testified that a coin is a ben Gush ben Chutza, then the Torah is Mechadish, Vahoyim bin Akaisa Rasha, and even though it was in B'maisa, it was only B'diba Ba'alma, then we know that Edom Zemim received Malkus. So Rabbi Yehuda learns that in all cases, one will receive Malkus, even on Lav She'im B'maisa. However, the Gemara now asks, Mala Edom Zemim Shekin Insu Chasra, that how can you learn anything from Edom Zemim if there's a Chumrah B'digay Edom Zemim, that there's no requirement for Asra? And as Rashi brings down for the Gemara Mesech Subis on Daf Lama Gimel Min Aleph, however, Kol Shar Ein Shem Bezen Shel Mata Tzrich Nasra, and maybe the din would be Lav Shein B'maisa in Lekin Love. However, the Gemara responds, Meitzi Shemra Yechiach, that Rabbi Yehuda will respond that will be able to prove from Meitzi Shemra that although it's Tzrich Nasra, that even so you receive Malkus on Lav Shein B'maisa. And the Gemara continues, V'choz Adin, Lei Re'izeh K'rizeh, V'lei Re'izeh K'rizeh, the L'maisa we can't learn directly from Meitzi Shemra, and as we stated previously, that Malam Meitzi Shemra Shekin Lekin Mishalim and Asad HaShavish Ben, however, there's a Tzad HaShavah that Lav Shein B'maisa V'Lekin Love, that both Meitzi Shemra and Edom Zemim are Lav Shein B'maisa and still Lekin Love, I've called Lav Shein B'maisa Lekin Love, and therefore we learn L'Chol HaTerah Kula, that if there's Lav Shein B'maisa that you still receive Malkus. However, the Gemara continues, and yes, Ma'la Tzad HaShavish Ben Shekin Knas, that L'maisa there's a Chumrah that's shared both by Edom Zemim as well as by Meitzi Shemra, as they're both considered Knasais, and maybe that's why the din is that although it's a Lav Shein B'maisa, the din is like in love, and therefore how could we learn this to call it Terikula? And the Gemara responds, Holy Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda lay Sava like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, and he holds that Edom Zemim is not considered a Knas, and it's considered a Chiyav Mamin, and I and Mepharshim that discuss that how could it be that anyone would hold that Edom Zemim is not considered a Knas if they're paying money, even though they didn't actually cause anyone to lose an actual amount of money, and they only wanted them to lose money. However, the Gemara continues that even so, how could you actually learn from Meitzi Shemra and from Edom Zemim that each one of them has a chumra that others don't have. Maybe the reason why Maitzi Shemra and Edim Zayim is Chayim Malkus, even though it's a Lav Shem Maisa, is because Maitzi Shemra has a chumra that's Leikin Mishalman, and Edim Zayim has a chumra that ain't Tzuchel Asra, but maybe Benegea other Yisurim, since you don't have any of these chumras, so the din should be that if there's a Lav Shem Maisa, there will be ain't Leikin love. However, the Gemara responds, Rabbi Huda Tzad Chomo Leiparach, Rabbi Huda argues on the Chachamim, and he holds that when you have a Mamitzinu, then even though there's a chumra by each of the tzadim of the matzad, but even so, that can't shlug up the Mamitzinu, as the Maisa, they don't share a chumra that doesn't apply to other things. And as Ritva points out, Nira the Lesle Hadamir Beshchita Schulin, the Chom Matzad Pechina Kaldu, as the Hapircha the Tzad Chomim, Mitaimid the Pircha Kalduhu, and as he brings a Raya from a Rashi, Mesech the Sanhedrin, the Gemara now continues and discusses the second case of a Mishnah where we saw Machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim. And as the Mishnah stated, Me'idin anu b'shplein yushu chayim malkas habayim v'nimsu zeymin leikin shmeinim m'shun leisana v'echa yitshaka v'mishun v'asisa leikashizam m'divir ameya v'chamayimim ein leikin ala habayim. And the reason why you receive malkas is only based on kashizamim and not based on leisana v'echa yitshaka. And the Gemara begins and asks, Rabbanon hay leisana v'echa yitshaka my darshi bei? Now l'chari, why Rabbanon not agree to ameya, as l'chari it is a law that states in Aseres Hadibris of leisana v'echa yitshaka, and certainly in Edom Zeymin should receive Malkus based on this Isalav, and even though there's a klal of Lav She'im B'maisa in Leikin Lav, however, L'maisa, the Pasuk states, V'tzdikwa tzatzadik v'yashiyus ha-rasha, which was already Megalotas, that for this Lav of Leisan of Re'acha Yitzhakar, there is a Chiv of Malkus, and therefore, why would they argue Rameya? However, the Gemara answers, Ha'hu bin boyle lazar l'edim zeymim, that ein chenamid, Rabbanan, don't use this Issa of Leisan of Re'acha Yitzhakar to teach us that one is Chayim Malkus for saying Eid Shekar, as it's only teaching us that there is an Azara for someone to be an Eid Zaymim, and as we know, in ancient Elim came Azirin, and therefore the Torah tells us that it's an Issa of Leisana V'Echa Yitzhakar, and if someone will be an Eid Zaymim, then it will be Chayav Kasha Zomam, and in the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Chayav of Kasha Zomam is based on receiving Malkus, as we learn from the Pasuk of Tzitzikwa Tzitzadik V'Shiyah Sirasha V'Hoyim Bin Akkai Sirasha. And the Gemara now continues and asks, Rav Meir Azara L'Edim Zaymim Minole, where does Rav Meir find an Azara for the Chayav of Kasha Zomam by Edim Zaymim? And and he learns Azara from the Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim that speaks about Edom Zaymim, and the Pasuk says, this Azara is specifically stated in the Pasha of Edom Zaymim, and the Gemara now is for Rabbanon, and according to Rabbanon, the Maisa is an Azara in the Pasha of Edom Zaymim itself, and why would they need the Pasuk Lisan of Re'acha Yitzhaka to be an Azara for Edom Zaymim? And the Gemara responds, that Rabbanon cannot use the pasuk of Anasharim Yishmu V'yuro V'lo Yisifu Lasais, as this pasuk is teaching us that there's a chiyuv to be machriz that these Edom Zaymim receive this punishment. And we continue on Daf Heyam and Aleph, and Rashi at the top of the Amid states Lach Raza Daminim B'Sanhedrin Be'ilu Enach Lokin, and as the Gemara teaches us in Masech Sanhedrin on Daf Peitas Abba Tzrich Lach Raza, that the four that require Lach Raza, which includes the Ben Sarim Meira Zokim Amri Mesis and Edom Zaymim, and as Rashi continues La'acha Shinen Shuv Bezin Tzrich and Bezin Hachris Kach veKach Ner Pliny Bezdin Alver Plinis Kidei Luradis as Hashemim, and as the Meiri brings based on the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin, Hu She Yishachul Chol Yisrael, that either Bezdin will send this message to all of Klal Yisrael, or Yachrizu B'Shasarega Pliny Idu V'Zamnu V'Sinu Kach veKach. And the Gemara continues Rameir, and if we need this pasuk to teach us that there's a Chiv Achrozah B'Negei Edom Zaymim, so L'Maisa how can Rameir use this as an Azara? And the Gemara explains Achrozah Miyishmu V'Yiro Nafka, that in the Chinami Rameir learned both dinim from this pasuk, as from the words Yishmu V'Yiro, we learned the dinim achraza, and we learned that Zara for Edom Zaymim from the end of the pasuk that states, V'lei Sifu Lasis Oye Kadova Razeh Bikir Becha, and we will stop over here.